Oh, my dear, my brother, my brother.
Your brother is what?
He's happy.
He's what?
He's angry.
Agree with what?
Because my mommy got mad. Yeah. It was so bad, I sent a message and she yelled at me and huffed and puffed. She gets so caught and straight. She won't stop.
Okay. Well, they wouldn't let you in the door. That's quite crazy.
No.
Just stay in your own house.
Yeah. They're killing them outside. What, dear?
Stay in your own apartment.
They're killing people outside.
Why?
They're killing them. With a gun, he gassed him, and he said, pass. He gassed. No more racketeers. For Easter. Easter. Baby. Easter. Easter, baby. Are you well, my darling? You know they're fighting like hell over there. Wait, I have a question. Can you get me a job at Bell Labs, the Bell Boulevard lab that you worked at? Bell Labs. You worked at a lab. Get me work there. Call them for me.
Where?
The lab. Bell Labs. Bell Boulevard.
Are you
Don't you talk to those women? You talk to the women at the lab.
No, they're gone.
No, they're not. They were younger than you.
No more.
They were younger than you are. They went to Paul's funeral.
No, nobody works there.
I talked to them at Paul's funeral. They said, call me if anything. Get me a job at the lab, damn it. God damn it. Call the boss, man.
No,
honey,
you're mistaken. I got no
clout. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Damn it.
Oh, years ago, you crazy?
Oh, no.
They're not even there anymore.
Yeah, they are.
No, they have different people.
Good.
A different language.
Beautiful. They'll like me fine, then.
You gotta get yourself your own job, you know?
I need work. Damn. I'll call Sue and tell on ya. I'll call Sue and tell on ya.
What?
I'll say how awful and bad mean you were to me. I'll cry to David. What, dear?
Anything.
Oh, my God.
Don't count on me, honey. I'm nobody, anybody.
I love you, honey.
Okay, you love me. Thank you. I love you.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
I love you, too.
And you can come.
No. Where are you going to come? Are you crazy? Nobody is going to come and let you in here.
Good. You have a bed.
No, you're crazy. Don't you think you could come here? Forget it. What do you think this is? No, you stay where you are. If you go anywhere, you go home to your mother. Not
Chick-fil-A.
Here.
Yeah, I'm ordering Chick-fil-A. They now deliver again back to me.
What?
Chick-fil-A, like Paul. In the South.
Me in anything. I don't exist anymore.
No. What's for dinner, honey? Are you coming to my brother's birthday party? In Luga's. I love David. I know. I like you. No, some crap.
Fear Factor, so if we couldn't get together, I'd write it on my app to have at least one sketch. Did you see Steffi, my darling damn sweetheart, down? You see Steffi? I need to talk. I'm really cared.
Who are you talking about?
Build your own family meal.
And it's just ice cream.
Joe.
Alex.
Joseph.
Who's gonna get mad about what?
Joe.
Who?
Joe says he's going to never forgive you if you don't come to Easter.
Oh, Joe? Joe. I don't think Joe can get you anything.
No. Him and his daughter as a baby.
What has Joe got to do with it?
His daughter don't look at other men.
Joe
doesn't talk to his wife.
You gotta get a job on your own and have something that you know what to do. Don't be
Chick-fil-A raised prices. Joe doesn't talk to his wife.
I don't know who you're talking about.
And I love you.
Have a job to give you.
Good.
You wear some mask.
Joe? Joe doesn't miss his wife.
Alice, I have to hang up, but I can't talk.
I love you.
I'm not feeling well.
Mildly interesting to note. To keep the tension horrible enough that your damn got the lip. Yeah. Chick-fil-A and mac and cheese.
Good night, honey.
What's for dinner?
I'm going to dinner.
I love you.
Yeah, that's right.
I love you so much. I love you, baby. Baby? Oh, my dear, my damn bitch, you were trying to call ye, and you didn't thought to have calm and now pick up.
Who wanted to call you?
Paula was yelling, bitching, and crying to me all along the phone.
Who was?
Paula.
Why?
All I would hear is her explaining her distaste and felt quiet along on the wharf brand guardedly. She wouldn't quit it with all the willy of bad voices and grumps. She got furious.
I don't know what you mean, honey.
I said something on the computer and then she got to saw and she yelled.
Why did you do that?
I was trying to make a joke.
You don't make jokes on the computer.
I know.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
I thought you were old enough to understand.
I have bigger news, dear.
What kind of joke did you make?
About my ex-girlfriends.
Said what?
I said my ex-girlfriends hated me and they were screaming and moaning, depressed.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
My dear, I spoke to Sherry. Sherry, bubby. Yeah, Sherry.
Why are you bothering with her?
Sherry asked me about the baby. What you want?
About the baby?
And Sherry asked to come forward about.
Oh, I don't know.
My dear, even more important than news, I need you to know there is a girl on the computer, a married Jewish religious woman, and she wants me to call her. I met a girl on the internet, on the computer. A girl's asking for me to call her, and because she has a husband, but the husband's a girl I met online. The husband's not home, and she has a whole lot of kids. That she's about 30. I know.
You can't carry. You don't know.
I can't carry two freaks from a stone, my love.
Come on, Alex. You never know. You think they're your friends. You don't know who they are. They're strangers.
I know.
So why are you getting stuck with that?
I was so sad, beside myself, my dear. I am scared to call her. That she wants to know if I'm religious. And she gave me a wink. I don't know.
She wants television?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's... Sherry?
A religious woman. Not Sherry.
You know what? Don't get involved with all kinds of people. Just drop it and don't bother.
All right.
What do you need a headache?
I know.
I mean,
yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, you're right.
You got no money and you got nothing. So what do you make the story?
I don't know.
So don't say anything. Tell them you're not interested.
I should.
Come on, Alex. You aren't interested. You don't know what you want.
I don't know.
You gotta go out and get a job. That's what you need.
My dear... I need you to find Joe at Bay Ridge Chinese. Joe needs to find me a job. I'll be a dishwasher at Bay Ridge Chinese food. Joe.
Come on. Don't be ridiculous. You gotta get a job, a legitimate job, what you know and do what you have to do. Stop being a big baby and trying to make new friends. Forget it.
Joe's Bay Ridge. Not Sherry, my dear. Joe's Bay Ridge Chinese. I need to wash the dishes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's baby? What baby? Somebody's gonna pin a baby on you and you'll have to support it?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Yeah. You can't support yourself?
Oh my God.
So why don't you break away from these people?
I know.
Getting stuck with people that are doing nothing like you.
Yeah.
You're worse than ever.
Oh.
Laugh. It's all right. You're going to cry if you don't laugh because it's a sad situation with you.
Yeah.
Stop getting into situations.
Not Sherry.
Do your own work and mind your business.
Yeah. How's your brother? I don't know. He seemed really bad yesterday.
In what way respect?
He seemed stressed from work.
What?
I don't think the girl answered the phone for him. The girl he liked, she didn't want to come out no more. He wasn't trying.
I don't know.
No.
And you're going to help people. What a joke. Come on now. Help yourself and get a job. That's what you need. Not this nonsensical stuff.
Yeah.
And stop making up stories.
It's not made up.
You're making up stories and you believe them and then you're out in the cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take care. Be well. I have to hang up. Bye-bye.
Why?
Take care of yourself. And not foolishly.
Well, I see you for Easter, my love. Will I see you for Easter, my love?
What, honey?
I want to play with you on Easter, darling.
Oh, God. Go find him. You know what? Go find somebody else to bother. Don't bother me. I got
go through hell. I got my own problems. That's true. Probably. Hey, bro. Yeah,
and he's Sadie. He kept making fun of McCain, even after he...
Sorry, I had Bill Maher comedy on.
Nice. What are you up to, Claire?
So I just smoked. I can call this Jewish journalist Twitter MILF right now, who's not in a single MILF-esque type situation. She's completely married with several children all in her flock, in counting. She has about four right now, and she wants a religious Jewish person. So I can tell her my spiel and get this train going. Or Shady could be like a chill, like, elder Jewish man doctor figure if Shady wants to talk to this chick for me. But my voice is kind of fucked up. I don't know. Especially smoking, if it's proper. But I feel like he can seem raspier or slicker, smooth. Does Shady hear this? What the fuck? Yo, Shady.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, Shady came over last night. We went out and, like,
oh, word. Yo. Maybe fucking the MILF tonight. Who the fuck knows? With the deal, yeah. Yeah.
There's a Mexican, like, club, like, around the corner from my house.
Oh, shit. Is that where your sex slave lives?
Huh?
It's a bar or like someone's apartment?
It's an actual bar.
Oh, okay.
Like, downstairs is a bar and then upstairs is like a club dance floor thing.
Nice.
But like all the locals love that place, so like everyone there is completely just Mexican and they all speak Spanish.
And they do anywhere from Despacito to like hardcore Telemundo music.
Like, no, it's like hardcore. Oh,
it's mariachi shit, like the cha-cha.
Yeah.
Wow, I've not been there. I think that shit is wild with the asses and they go so.
It's amazing. Dude, yeah, they give really good service to people who clearly don't belong there, like me and my wife. Anyone who isn't Mexican, it's so funny.
Just shots and fucking Jose.
Yeah, shots on the house, like fucking. They'll keep asking.
Do they have hookahs?
No, but there's another place like a block of them. It does have hookahs and shit.
Wow.
Oh, like Bar 51. That's where like all the like that's not as Mexican themed.
Okay, that actually sounds chill as fuck though.
Yeah, I like every time I go there, I pay off the bouncer, so like he loves us. And like this guy, like we literally we watch him like rope the fucking bartenders and shit, and they just
wow.
Like, it's so fucking crazy.
Wow.
Like he literally I gave him a 20 at the end of the night. I'm like, he's like let us cut the entire line together, and like he gave us drinks and stuff before we went in, and like he was like, all right. I'm like, yo, peace guys, and like actually literally like they're switching bartenders, and this guy just gets a whole like his entire hand full of her ass and just like grabs that shit. Like, I'm just like, what the nice. He literally, like, did you ever watch the show Robin Big?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, this guy is literally, like, big. Like, just big black. Just gigantic black.
Like, Rick Ross?
Whatever he wants.
Oh, he's white. Or, like, white Spanish.
No, but he's actually not. He's very black.
Oh, like Rick Ross.
Yeah, yeah. He's literally Rick the Boss Jr.
Like the bodyguard. Fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's insane. Shit. That's such a not lawsuit. It's so cool over there. Over different rules. It's perfect.
Smoke the darker one.
I'm gonna I realize it's so weak it's hilarious.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, my mom loves you.
Oh, no.
ridiculous public relations and customer.
Did you introduce him as Rohan or no? Or does she remember that I'm Rohan?
No, I think she knows his name is Shady, which doesn't mean anything other than in the drug game.
there will be no funnier moment than when your mom in full 100% believed I was Rohan and I had to fucking go with it because, dude, like, you're fucking evil that bad.
I'm not positive that she doesn't think you and Rohan aren't the same person at this point in time, but I think she knows there's someone else named Sharad as well. So there's literally some split, like a fucking Fight Club. On the cooler.
That shit's fucking.
So would Shady talk to this chick? Put her on. I'll talk if you guys don't want to spit game, but
I think. Shady, what a fuck, a 40-year-old Jewish
milk. No, she's like 29, and wait, she just went viral. She got 2 million views for.
Yeah, Shady said he's like obviously dark.
I'm scared. She's going to like either smell me out or just maybe think of me too friendly from my not deep kind of cuckish type demeanor, or any, especially smoking.
Real, that's hilarious. Yeah, dude. What? Sorry, I wish you was fucking. Dude, I wish you were here right now, bro.
Same.
That is down though. Should make this a literal project, bro.
Bro, I'm a little horned on. I'm starving right now. This boy is starving.
Shady has a Shady's dick's actually hard right now, I think.
Maybe this chick could drive me. I don't know how many. If hubby is either in the doctor or law game, if they're New York accountants, for sure wouldn't have like a minivan. Maybe she could fucking get this ball rolling and I could get a ride to NJ. It wouldn't be too hard to get to New York from here. I don't think she's gonna pick up, so worth a try. Copied really weird. 646-912-2450. Alright, hold on. No reason. 6 4
I
think
it's so far though.
This kid lives in the uptown.
Yeah, it's an hour. He's farther than fucking Long Island.
One day I'm down.
One day I'm totally down. But
Prince Justin too?
Yeah. I tell Justin stories all the time. He's like, bro, I can't wait to meet this guy.
I mean, I go home because of.
You were class clown?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a different, yeah, it's different, but it's still, it's amazing to watch you live. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 6 4 6 9
You were actually, got it, because I knew of you before I actually met you.
Yeah.
So Shady, the fucking menace. I sometimes do. I would confuse Shady and Nemesis. Oh, good. Sometimes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because I think either you told me or.
Shady, I couldn't tell the difference between them. But yeah. Nemesis was this, like, he was a freshman and, like, Tricorus would just bully him for no reason. And, like, it was so mean.
Dude, it's cruel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Angry.
No,
Yeah,
I really hope he hit a growth spurt and like he's like fucking really hot girls. Right?
I think Andrew brought him over to my pregame at my regular address because I think he lives down my actual block and made fun of him even then. He just started laughing at like the way he looked. It was really fucked up.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Bang Bros is like the best at the time seeming, but there was like mad funnier shit, like a montage.
A montage was actually, dude, that was a movie. took down the fucking clock, bro. What? Like, what? Like,
wait, that Halloween where, like, the cops came or Alexa Giardino's, we scattered and, like, fell on our ass. And Matza, like, almost got caught or some shit. And then it came out, yo, you guys gotta go home. Yo, and the police frisked us for, like, eggs and shit. And Charlie and, I think, Charlie got caught. It was just prank. And people actually fucking get 10 million followers. And, like, this bitch got 2 million on a thing. But kids that age will fuck bitches now and get money because of pranks they did 10 years ago. It's pretty insane.
It is.
The bitch's number was off for Shabbat. So I'll respond to her DM. I'll just say, no, I just tried calling you. Hope you have a good holiday. The fuck? She was active 5 hours ago, so she cheated on her Shabbat. Since I think she ended up... That's real Jew. That's insane. I'll let you know if I'm going to come through to the cantina jug. It sounds like it's going to be a thick fucking night.
Yo, I actually had a random thought the other day. But what's up? Like, would you be able to find a way to contact Zai somehow?
Dude, I think about that sometimes, how I not just apologize, but we're in gratitude to this poor... Like, I hope she's not passed at this point in time.
On a day of, like, luxury, man.
You want to pay for that?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, how much... Oh, yeah, because, what is it, like, 500 each?
Dude, like, I just want her to know that, like, she molded, like, a fucking full-ass accountant and a full-ass pharmacist who, like...
I know.
Made her life fucking miserable back in the day, man.
Well, yeah, but she was also our indirect, like, college-slash-life, a spirit or some shit. Like, she helped us. Like,
I loved her, man. Like,
it is really weird.
I loved getting yelled at by her, and I also loved getting, like,
sweet lady. Her, you know? Yeah, so kind, like a grandma-y, but she seemed nicer than my grandma, even. Or my grandma used to be like that, but it's, like, unbelievable, actually. To treat, like, two little wankers and shit. I don't know, she felt bad, I guess, especially for me. but to you, you like, she didn't want you to get fucked up in my messes, I think, also, but, you were, but, we both got caught cheating, I think, or, they had morals, or, it was as cool as possible, though, to, like, get in trouble, and we just didn't want to take the 2 hours every week or two,
2 hours to study,
ten words! That's so easy if you think about it. It's such an insult.
The dispersal of this cheat sheet to, like, all 15 of us.
Yo, and it would be like...
His, like, fucking smile when he would hand him the fucking...
I think the worst other day was 16 words you had to define and maybe write an extra credit sentence. And then Diliberto's like, 13 million sentences, Michael!
These sentences outside now.
He was outside for 3 semesters at that point. No, a lot of things were just unspoken, but, like, the vibe and, like, Jiro's brother lighting a kid's shirt on fire, and just, like, random shit meeting up on sides of schools, attempting to use lighters or batteries or anything, cocamentos, whatever the fuck required. Like, the dumbest possible shit, but the cops, and then you have college stories of, like, rape and murder and crazy shit, but not by us, of course. It elevates.
I have trouble, like, ranking, like my all-time favorite stories.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if, like...
Everyone,
The Window was my favorite. I don't know if I was getting caught.
To be fortunate to remember 60% of them is, like, truly blessed, and, like, most people, especially someone like Try or Ryan, like, outdoing their drug overload every fucking week. Well... They did it for definitely, like, an 8-year period where you have no more memories. Like, they don't have shit. So, I'm happy what we have. And yeah, we can make a formal rank at some point.
That's a fucking amazing point that you bring up. Because I really don't remember the majority of my college. Like, a major
Yeah, no, but if you don't write it down, you won't, but with drugs, nearly no chance. Like, if you weren't on drugs, you would remember 15%, but without drugs, like 1% or 2%.
But, dude, like, the stories are way more wholesome without drugs, in my opinion.
No, but the drug stories have, like, you know, a double homicide, yeah, shotgun, and, like, 80,000 stolen.
It's just like, you don't expect what the fuck how the story's gonna end.
You need both. Yeah, no, we were extremely socio. Relatively, though, like, you would argue the dude who got killed for getting, like, a wrong batch of Molly, and it's, like, some insane, like, gang war fucking call. It happened in all of our schools to people we know. Or the dude who murders his girl. Like, that is sociopathic. We were troubled, but I inflicted that on a lot of people around me, so people did. And I don't think we were that bad, but...
Yeah,
I really feel anything could have always been that much worse, and we're on, like, 55% of that, like, spectrum, you know? Of, like, 100% being, like, a Michael Shaw or worse. No, it has to be worse than Shaw, but Shaw was in... Call found. Did that call fail, or?
Yeah, it just, like, went dead.
Okay. What was that story you had about 7th grade?
Remember when we fucking told Will Dowd to fucking hold an
egg? Well, also, he got cake after losing his V, like, several times, but... Yeah, that's not that fun. No, the egg was top. But I feel like on weekends he probably did, like, retarded fucking shit that would be, like, 10 times classier than the egg. We were just making fun of, like, a retarded fat kid. Although. Wait, so Shady, when did you get suspended?
I've never been suspended.
And you still got class clown? Impressive.
Bro, I was a good kid, man. I wasn't that, like,
so you fucked a lot of bitches and you made, like, poetry. Like us.
Like,
that's awesome.
Like, yeah, dude, I was different. I was very straight.
Studious. So, yeah. I mean, people, I feel like either go down two roles, like the chill stories, but that person isn't necessarily a clown, or someone who does, like, bad things and or gets fucked up shit happen to them, or pranks, like a traditional, like a true clown.
I don't know what it was.
Did you do pranks? You, like, got people?
I was just funny, but I don't know what to say. I don't know. It was, like, I was different, bro. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. So you got in trouble with teachers, or?
No, the teachers loved me.
Wow.
Bro, I was a good student. And I didn't get drunk. I think Shady got class clown because, like, you don't expect it when you see him, but then you see, you feel his personality, like, what the fuck?
Kind of like an ironic juxtaposition. Now, that's interesting. I don't think I would have won it if I didn't have half my grade watch me lose my virginity in a Toyota. I think Paul would have won it. I don't know what the fuck he won, but he probably would have got...
Oh, my God, dude. A Delphi chick. I remember telling that.
People really seem to enjoy that one. I don't know why.
Dude,
oh.
Nah, dude. Like, the way I storytell that shit, it's like we had, like... It's like Gilberto and everyone in the...
Everyone. Like, were you there? Did you see videos, or?
No, I never got to see. I think I...
Yeah,
you know,
there were a lot. No, like, bro, I honestly think, like, sat number shit. I think the odd mob might have been there. I don't know if all of them, but, like, there were a lot of people.
That was... Yeah. And then her dad and all that. Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah, the threats. Don't ever fucking pull that shit. I'll cut your legs off, you pussy. Because she was 4 years older and said, I raped, like, a lesbian chick, or... Because she thought we were going to be boyfriend or girlfriend, and the second my tip touched her period pussy, I ran the fuck out. gunned it and waved my condom like the white flag. I fucked her! And I jumped in Zach's fucking convertible, Cayenne Porsche, and we sped away with like the Rolling Stones playing that. I got raped, yeah. I got raped by law, but like she convinced her dad that I soiled her lesbian soul or something. I don't know.
Oh my god.
That was fun. Well, since their patterns, your series of current and past focus, you can just kind of bring it back just to smell, the taste, a picture, anything can really trigger. And then you get this whole wave, like a fucking canon of awful Marvel comics, or with like kids drawing dicks and fucking shitting their pants and getting arrested. Because people, those were the crazy stories, like the Giros, brothers, and people, and Ronald Freeman would say drug dealers had suitcases and those phones that you need backpacks to hold, and they have cords, and they would just get bagged just for mad fucking like crack and like Herrix used to be on heroin. That was like what I think what it said on the field. Herrix is high.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if that was a rumor.
He's one of my friends from Temple.
From Temple? Oh shit! Not like Jewish, yeah. Temple. Wow. What?
Yeah, and he knew Mike T's older brother, so I would get all of like the info on how like much of a drug he was. Wow.
Did he know Sonny?
Yeah, he did. Sonny,
of course. Yeah. Sonny was like the Indian nice burrito.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
He was. He was like what Jatinder was supposed to do, but he just got hooked to pills instead. That's cool. Yeah, let me know about the asses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It all links out, bro. The new tech. Let's show soon, yeah, all of us.
Alright, bro. We'll make it happen. Alright, see you, clowns. Bye. Shit. That was fucked. I said, peace, see you, clowns. So wishy-washy. Never so precious. Have you trip to Jersey? Sorry, bro. Just dominate combos, it's so annoying. Yeah. I used to talk on Paul Excel a lot of things, ergo we nothing like him. Just fucked up millennials. Okay. I talk too much out over people, so do I. Speak well. relatively. That was some as probably shady Twitter talk. This bitch. That would have been some. Hang on. We all just think we know everything. It's awful. People hate me. There's so much I'm doing. Always balancing food so hard. Why can't you be disingenuous with a girl? It's not alpha? No. Well, yeah, but, girls are trying to violate the preconceived temperamentary notional at every churn gurn. So if you're an incomplete igra or crass off dilly dudris tooj of a clitane muttly pooj pest, you're just going to set them off. That far too much risk game for Nestor L. Empty Bruh Tutley Herb Twit Duck.